wanted to get up and testify what the Lord's done for you. Said the Bible says you're made overcomers by your testimonies.
They say
you're made overcomers by your testimonies.
Huh.
See, you got to be an overcomer of sin, you see.
Uh-huh.
But it says you're made overcomers by your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
If you was asking me about the Bible, I'd say no.
Yeah.
That's what I told J.W. you one last night. I'm educated, I believe it was you, on the reading the Bible, but nothing on nothing else. When you said language this morning, how to talk, and that kind of, I felt kind of funny about that. But now, of course, I didn't, you know, the language, you know, how to use words now.
Uh-huh.
But now in that Bible there.
You really know that?
I can get that. And I'm learning a whole lot in the other two now. Well, I didn't. It's like you said, now these people sit out there in the woods, don't never know nothing like that, what they call. People know them when they come in town. Well, I was nearly back to that place.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know how to talk, you know, to nobody. To use the right language, you know, at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have wisdom.
Then you just learned that all in the past?
Oh, you got to grow in word. You have to ask God for wisdom. Now, last night I asked him for the wisdom to help me to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed and asked him to help me, because we can't do nothing without him. It'd all be a failure.
Well, you're really helping me out a lot. You say, this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, the hair here,
it's on his cheek, his face.
It'd be called his
beard and his mustache cross here.
Uh-huh. And this is my...
Yes, that's right.
Which one?
Right, no. That's your left. It's your left.
This is my left. Say the whole thing. This is my...
Oh, well, this is my right one.
It's your right what?
Ear. Ear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is.
So you said this is your...
Right ear.
Uh-huh.
This is your left ear.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And this?
Your mouth.
And
your neck, your throat.
What about this part here?
I call that my goose.
Uh-huh. You call that your
goose?
Uh-huh. Is that what you breathe down or swallow down?
You swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've hit in your windpipe. There's a little windpipe in there.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't you never go drink water or something and get kind of strangled on? Say it goes down the wrong place in your windpipe.
But these are my
teeth.
And this is one.
That's your lip, your underlip, and your upper lip.
Or this is just one?
That's just one tooth.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And the flesh around your teeth.
Yeah, there is. There sure is.
That's called your... This here.
It gums.
Uh-huh. And this is my...
Hand.
And I have two...
Yeah, right and left.
Two what?
Hands.
And this part of my hand...
Is the palm of your hand.
And this is one...
It's your fist.
Two.
And your fist. Two fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
Your knuckles, I reckon.
Or any place where they come together.
Yeah, they're knuckles, you know. That's what I call your knuckles, where it comes
together. Or just...
Your arms, your elbow.
Uh-huh. So when you're getting old, you get stiff in your...
You might have right, you get stiff. If I sit on that hard bottom chair right yonder now, if I sit there long, I couldn't walk when I got up hard. All back.
Because you'd be stiff in your...
Yeah, it'd be stiff all over.
Uh-huh. What do you call just a place where any two bones come together, though? That'd be called a...
Where your bones comes together?
Uh-huh. Well, I think you mentioned in the stove, you know? You screw the stove pipe down in that.
Yeah.
You call that the...
The bottom joint.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. That's the joint, you see. The bottom joint.
Uh-huh. And on a man, this part of his body is
his chest.
And these are my
shoulders.
And